Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot. It is Sunday, May 9th, 2021. I hope you and everyone you love are doing well. I'm doing pretty well. There are big changes happening in my personal life, and so I've been kind of running to and fro. So I have a lull here, so I'm going to handle the podcast. It's a very important podcast. Honestly, I think that this podcast here might be something that was long overdue for the site, given all the controversy of the last year or so on the site. This is something that probably needs to be touched on. And so it just kind of happened that I was approached by an actual medical doctor. He is a doctor of human sexuality. His name is Elliot Cronenfeld, and he is starting up a podcast of his own that you'll be able to listen to soon. It's entitled Couples by Intention. And he happened to be doing research, I guess, on sexuality. And obviously, he's a doctor of sexuality, right? So, and he came across fagsworshipalphas.com. And he began looking at it, and he started studying it. And he found it to be rather interesting. I never asked him if he jacked off to any of the stuff that he found there, but he was interested in the sexual dynamics that the site plays with and touches on. And so he reached out to me about the site and about possibly me coming to guest on his podcast as a guest. And so for an interview. And so we kind of did a pre-interview conversation over Zoom. And it was a very, very productive conversation. If I never end up working with him in any capacity, I do believe that he has fundamentally changed the site for the better. And I'm going to talk about the one point that he really wanted to hammer home with me, that he was kind of concerned about, that he felt like the site was missing. And honestly, he was very complimentary about the site. I know a lot of people view fagsworshipalphas.com as just some hot site that you get off to. But that was never my intention with the website. I wanted to make a hot site, but more importantly, I wanted to teach people and empower people, empower alphas to be what they're supposed to be, empower faggots to find fulfillment as well. And honestly, in that regard, I mean, the site has far exceeded any of my original expectations. It's been an amazing tool and really an amazing ride, okay? And it was, I must say that it was very validating to be approached by an actual doctor who was intrigued by the things I was writing. And he actually asked me that in the conversation. He said, how does this conversation make you feel, my attention? And I told him exactly what I just told you. And he said, yeah, you should feel that way. And so, like, that's empowering to me, honestly. But he did point out something that I do think is a very, very important component that gets glossed over quite a bit on the site. And I don't really mean for it to be, but it's because I'm dealing with true stories about people's lives, and people's lives are messy and they don't always conform to what should happen, right? That sometimes it seems like I am endorsing certain things that are improper, okay? And I get accused all the time of endorsing rape or endorsing incest or whatever, you know. I don't endorse those things, but I'm reporting on them because they are hierarchical. There's hierarchical elements in those stories that I'm reporting on and talking about. So, and I don't, a lot of times I don't make it that clear. I'm a human being too. I get caught up in some of this stuff, you know, particularly when it's happening in the moment. So I've been guilty of that myself. But the concept that I want to talk about in this podcast, and there's going to be an accompanying article with it that's coming, involves the concept of agency, sexual agency in particular. Dr. Cronenfeld pointed out to me that a lot of times in my writings, I don't take agency into account. And when we looked at it together, and then when I looked at it on my own, it's true. I mean, I'm not making that clear enough. So, first, a definition, okay? So, sexual agency is defined this way. It is the ability to make sexual choices according to one's will, free from coercion. Experiencing oneself as a sexual agent means feeling in control of one's sexual decisions and experiences. It's, now, in and of itself, just that definition, it's pretty simple, right? I mean, it's, you know, basically, and this is something that Dr. Cronenfeld was trying to get across to me, is that even a faggot, if a faggot surrenders itself to an alpha, to serve the alpha, the faggot is still must make a conscious choice as an independent agent to submit, right? And that's an important distinction, because a lot of times with the stories that I report on, or the stories that are the some of the porn, obviously, that is on the site, whatever, it's rapey. It's anti-agency, okay? Like, a lot of times people are being forced to do things that they don't want to do or don't consent to do or have done to them. And I don't do a good enough job of really delineating what the difference is, you know. In my personal life, there have been obviously some times when I have, when my agency was taken away from me, particularly like the rape or that mouth rape that, you know, with that one workmate that I told you about. You know, there have been times like that. Obviously, and probably every faggot's had this. technically speaking, my first alpha was violating my sense of agency when he forced me to start sucking his cock, being his cocksucker. Technically, that's the case, you know. And, you know, we have to kind of understand that all of us, alphas, faggots, whatever, that if a faggot submits to an alpha, even becomes that alpha's property, that faggot still has sexual agency for itself, okay? Even though the man is in charge of the faggot is making a conscious decision itself to take this on. And oftentimes, I will tell faggots that are in a situation where they're complaining, you know, for instance, like the faggots that Masters Nick and Matt and Jin have, you know, from in Canada. When I've dealt with them, sometimes they've complained about chastity cages or whatever, you know. I tell them, you're free to leave. And they choose to stay. They have an agency of their own, and they choose to keep submitting and continue to serve. Every faggot has that choice to do or not do something. Because each person, each human being, has their right to self-determination. And I think, you know, here's where it gets a little difficult, because, like, some part of, let's say, an alpha's fulfillment comes from the taking of what he wants. And some of what fulfills a faggot is being taken by an alpha. And so here's where it gets a little sticky, you know, because I don't know if, in hierarchy, if agency is so easily applied, you know. I can see where a doctor would look at something and say, everybody has agency, period, you know, and it's like a defined rule. And we kind of bantered about this a little bit during our conversation, because there is this kind of gray area where part of the dynamic is involuntary, you know, or it involves, you know, involuntary service or whatever. And so it becomes very, very difficult to pick that apart so that you can, I guess, follow the rules of what's healthy or what's acceptable. And, you know, for instance, like the rape thing, it's very big in hierarchy, and it's very big in the dom sub space, right? Rape play is very popular. Rape-y videos are popular, you know, for a reason, because they're triggering certain things that are in faggots and alphas, desires and things like that. And so it becomes very difficult, and there's no doubt that it is tricky. Now, Dr. Cronenfeld suggested that everybody should have safe words, okay? If you're going to serve an alpha ongoing, you know, and it's not just a one-time thing, well, I mean, honestly, there should be some understanding regardless of whether it's a one-time thing or not. But if you're in service to an alpha as a faggot, you should establish with your owner, okay, a safe word, or if possible, a contract. You know, there are contracts, even ready-made contracts available online that you can work together to create, and so that everybody understands their role and what's expected of them and what's not acceptable. But at the very least, safe words are a very easy way to say, wait, this has gone too far, or I can't handle this thing, you know. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with feeling like something's gone too far and you can't do that, you know. When someone tries to push you into doing something that makes you feel horrible or scared or bad about yourself, they're violating your right to agency as a person, and they're hurting you in a way. So there are definitely some alphas out there that want to hurt faggots. There are also a lot of great alphas that would never, ever hurt their faggots. And that's one reason why I've always tried to publicize and highlight the great alphas, the really, really great alphas who protect their faggots and cherish their faggots. And so there's a part of me that has always been desperate to build the faggots up so they would not fall into abuse or have that agency stripped away from them, or their self worth, you know. And I've always tried to fight for that. And it really actually does hurt me to when people accuse me of pushing bad things on faggots, because that's literally the opposite of what I intend to do. And I've always really wanted to build faggots up to be, you know, to be even proud if they could, to be servants of men, you know. And some of that involves agency. I have used my agency, my sexual agency, from time to time. I haven't just been, I'm not a pushover, you know. I don't just go and just service anybody or anything. I don't just, you know, I don't let men beat me up, you know, or anything like that. So I do believe in sexual agency in my own life, you know. So I want, and I've always had a fundamental understanding of agency in my own life, you know. But I realize that not everybody in my audience understands that this is something for them too, that is available for them. So I really wanted to touch on this because Dr. Cronenfeld it was a light bulb moment for me talking to him, where he pointed to, you know, certain things on the website, and he was able to identify where I lacked that on the site, this sense of agency. And, you know, I was ashamed in some regards, but I was also more determined to make this a site that, can be more beneficial even than what I originally intended. And believe me, like, my original intentions were always, like, to be a teacher and an advisor to help others, you know. And I've given a lot of my heart and soul into this. And honestly, it's changed my life in profound ways. I mean, I'm in chastity because of this adventure, you know, with all of you out there. And this is one more step forward, you know. So I hope that you will think about it. I'm going to publish a hard copy that you can look at, you know, and read more. And I'm going to try to link to some stuff. But I just really wanted to talk from the heart about this, because sexual agency is very important. And I think, honestly, if an alpha sits down with his faggot and has a discussion about sexual agency and this kind of respect for each person's position and expectations or desires, whatever, then it can actually bring people closer together in a better service relationship. At least that's been my experience. But it's not sexy, you know what I'm saying? And so a lot of times the sex stuff overwhelms the more important underlying thing, you know. So. Well, anyway, this is really all I wanted to talk about, was just sexual agency. And I hope, particularly my faggot brothers out there, think about this and know that you are you're not worthless. Like some alphas out there want to tell you that you are. You have worth. You have worth to good men, and you have worth in yourself as your own agent, you know, and you're valuable to me. So, anyway, I appreciate the conversation tonight. It was good to be able to talk about it, and I look forward to having conversations with everyone out there. Anyway, my thanks to Dr. Cronenfeld. Hopefully I'll be able to come on to his show and we can talk about this. I want to get him on my podcast as well, so we'll see if there's some mutual respect there. Thanks for listening, and I hope you have a wonderful week this week. It's going to be a crazy one for me, so I'm going to be kind of in and out. I guess we'll talk soon, all right? Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a good night. I love you. Bye. Sail on, silver girl, sail on by. Your time has come to shine.